It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Hartford police arrest one of their own. One of their officers is facing charges in connection with an alleged assault on a prisoner during an incident back on July 17th and 18th. Officer Marcelo Confetero is accused of slapping a prisoner receiving medical care during a hospital stay. The situation unfolded around 4:20 in the morning on July 18th. The prisoner, who, according to a report from Hartford Police, made threatening remarks against Officer Confetero, who was assigned to guard the room at the hospital. After throwing some items, the prisoner punched Officer Confetero in the face. The officer punched him in return and redirected the prisoner's face to stop him from spitting on him, the officer, that is. Later in the day, an emergency nurse heard and reported that Officer Confetero slapped the prisoner in the face. He's now being charged with breach of peace in connection with that slap while the prisoner was fully restrained in the hospital bed. The state superior court ruled Officer Confetero was justified in self-defense as to how he responded initially to the punching attack. Officer Confetero is now on paid administrative leave pending further investigation. News of the nationwide listeria outbreak due to Boar's Head deli meats isn't getting any easier to swallow.
9 people have died, making this the largest outbreak of listeria since the 2011 outbreak caused by cantaloupe.
Correspondent Michael George adds that at least 57 people have been hospitalized. The U.S. Department of Agriculture finds dozens of violations at a plant in Virginia, including mold, mildew, insects, and stench from rotting leftover meats. Spraying for mosquitoes carrying the Eastern Equidocephalitis Triple E virus begins tonight. The state's mosquito management program is taking action because Triple E activity is up in eastern Connecticut and has been much of the summer. While there's been no human cases reported here, mosquitoes carrying the potentially fatal virus have been trapped in such towns as Canterbury, Ledyard, North Stonington, Sterling, and Voluntown. Dr. Philip Armstrong with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven says residents want to protect themselves, particularly at dusk and dawn.
So when you go outside, you want to wear long sleeve pants and shirts, where particularly when mosquitoes are active. Also, wear a mosquito repellent. There are a number of great products out there that have been shown to be safe and effective, and you want a mosquito repellent that is, approved by the EPA.
One person died from the virus in New Hampshire. Spraying will take place at Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown, beginning at 5 later on today. New details are emerging in the investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The latest from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
A senior FBI official says Thomas Matthew Crooks saw the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, as a target of opportunity. The head of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office says the evidence shows Crooks engaged in a sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event in the months before the shooting and became hyper-focused on Trump's rally once it was announced. Kevin Rojek also says investigators have not uncovered a motive for the attack, saying only that they have found a mixture of ideologies and will continue their investigation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A woman's under arrest after state police say she caused a crash driving the wrong way early Wednesday morning on Route 8 in Shelton. Here's WTIC's John Silva.
Under arrest is 39-year-old Andrea Lynn Marseglia. State police troopers say they received reports around 1:30 a.m. that Marseglia was headed south in the northbound lanes near exit 12 before hitting another vehicle head-on. The driver and a juvenile passenger in that vehicle were taken to the hospital. Marseglia, who failed a field sobriety test, now faces charges including OUI, reckless endangerment, risk of injury, and driving the wrong way. Bond was set at $5,000 and she's due in court next month. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Local businesses and fleets are going to be able to have access to some renewable diesel, the first ever made available in Connecticut. Global Partners, an independent energy supplier and retail operator, will make renewable diesel available at its East Haven terminal. Senator Richard Blumenthal is going to be part of the launch later today. He notes how fossil-free fuel will help the state reduce greenhouse gas emissions, as the transportation currently accounts for over 40% of statewide emissions. WTIC News, Travis 705.
Phones aren't wired to the wall anymore. We carry them in our pockets. Cars can even drive themselves, right? Technology advances have changed our lives.
That's football legend Emmitt Smith.
Some of the most fascinating advances are happening with the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. I'm talking about natural regenerative treatments for joint pain without surgery or harmful drugs.
Tens of thousands of patients have discovered these breakthroughs firsthand at QC Kinetics. With over 100 board-certified providers across the country, they're transforming the world of pain treatment using your body's own healing properties to help restore your aching joints.
Why would you keep going back to the old tired ways of treating chronic joint pain? Check out the latest advances at QC Kinetics, and here's an idea for you. You can call them on that smartphone right there in your pocket.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend, so please use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mario Injury Lawyers.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
WTIC News, time is 7:07. More information is coming out concerning the foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. CIA Deputy Director David Cohen explains how the Austrian authorities were able to stop the attack before it began.
The Austrians were able to make those arrests because the agency and our partners in the intelligence community provided them information about what this ISIS-connected group was planning to do.
He said the plan was to kill as many fans as possible, possibly tens of thousands. Here's a good reason to turn your alarm off this weekend and sleep in. Brian and Matt, according to some new research presented at the European Society of Cardiology, catching up on your sleep over the weekend helps lower your risk of heart disease by 20%. For years, sleep experts have emphasized the importance of keeping a consistent sleep schedule, but now they suggest that compensating for the lost shut eye on Saturdays and Sundays can also help your health. Well, I think it's too late for me.
We were always told that you can't make
catch up,
sleep.
On sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great excuse to be lazy on the weekends.
Yes.
I just, like last night, I went to bed with the opportunity to get 6 straight hours, and I was up an hour. I mean, I can't sleep more than 5 hours. I just can't.
So I'm running on empty over here.
I'm going to have to stay in bed for another 16 plus hours on Saturday. How's that going to work out?
Induce a coma?
I don't know. Thank you, Morgan. I did see that story. I was fascinated by it. Let's go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandiers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jack. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. If you're heading into Hartford right now, overall, we are in pretty good shape. Just losing a little speed as you move between 46 and 48 Capitol Avenue downtown. Westbound 84 is in good shape. Vernon out through downtown, out into Farmington. Both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winterlocks. No issues. 291, 384, 2 westbounds in great shape. Glastonbury to East Hartford. Middletown looks good. 90 in the area. Grody Bridge. Waterbury's okay. 84 and 8. 84 westbound in Newtown. You're slowing 11 to 10. And 91 in the Parkway. That moves well heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Temperatures are mostly in the 60s out there right now, ranging from near 60 in some of the cooler parts of the Northwest Hills up to 72 down in Bridgeport. And we'll be looking at highs later today of about 75 to 80. The humidity way down from yesterday. As dew points continue falling through the 50s, we'll have a north and northeast wind at about 10 miles per hour today, and it will become partly sunny as the day progresses. Tonight into tomorrow morning, there's going to be a bit of shower activity very nearby, such as in southeastern New York State. It's not out of the question that a couple of those could get into western Connecticut at some point tonight or early tomorrow. Aside from that possibility, should be partly sunny Friday. There'll probably tend to be more sun the further east you go, and high temperatures in the 70s. Upper 50s and low 50s for lows tomorrow night. Then clouds increase Saturday, but it looks like showers hold off until Saturday evening and Saturday night. The high will be near 80. Those showers will end early Sunday. Then it becomes partly sunny, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Currently in Hartford, 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan.
founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to OurHealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
This week at Stu Leonard's Farm Fresh Foods, direct from the Midwest, our mighty porterhouse steak just $9.99 a pound when you use the Stu Leonard's app. That's a total savings of $6 a pound. Plus local jumbo peaches, only $1.49 a pound, save $1.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to learn more about how to strengthen your portfolio or how to create a 5-star retirement plan. Tune in to Money Wisdom Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
It's 7:15. The Boston Red Sox were winners last night at 3-0. They had a 1-0 lead after the first inning. They held that lead all the way to the eighth thanks to Brian Bayo's great start. He went 8 full innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 9 Blue Jays along the way. Probably could have came out for the ninth, but after this Tyler O'Neill home run.
And now O'Neill swings and hits a drive to left, way back and gone. Into the second row of the monster seats.
Yeah, so after that home run, I said, you know what, Kenley Jansen, this is what your job is for. And he came in, slammed the door. The Sox win 3-0. 7-10 tonight. Sox and Blue Jays in the finale there. It'll be Cutter Crawford on the bump for Boston. The Yankees, they lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals, which if you're keeping score at home, shouldn't happen, ever. They couldn't get anything going last night. They dropped the finale by a final of 5-2. They're off today. They return to the Bronx for a weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals beginning tomorrow night. The Mets had a pretty good opportunity to win their series already in Arizona last night. They're up 5-4, but the Diamondbacks loaded the bases, and Corbin Carroll hit his second homer of the game at a grand slam this time. 8-5 winners for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rubber game is today at 3:40. They'll start this afternoon for the rubber game of that series. In Hartford last night, the Yard Goats win in walk-off fashion. Starlin Thompson hits one off the left field wall in the ninth to give the Yard Goats a solid 4-3 win over Binghamton. Tonight, it's a 7 o'clock start. Gates open at 6. Fanny pack night for the first 1,000 fans in. WNBA last night, the Indiana Fever, they stay hot. They edge out the Connecticut Sun at home, 84-80. Kaitlin Clark, 19 points as she set the WNBA record for three-pointers made by a rookie. Connecticut Sun return home to Mohegan Sunday afternoon to face the Seattle Storm. And finally, a bunch of college football tonight. Locally, CCSU faces Central Michigan on the road at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on ESPN+. But number 24, North Carolina State, faces Western Carolina at 7. Number 11, Missouri takes on Murray State. Number 22, Kansas faces Lindenwood. And also, Coach Prime back with Colorado. They go up against North Dakota State in their opener, 8 o'clock. That one will be on ESPN. Right now, it's rolling up to 7:18. You can head over to the Brown Paint Ears and Scott Traffic Center and check in with Mark Christopher. Mark?
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good ride into Hartford right now if you're on the eastbound side of 84. Just a little tight as you move into the tunnel. Westbound 84 is in good shape, burning through downtown out into Farmington. Both sides of 91, easy ride, Cromwell up into Winterlocks. 291, 384 moving well. Two westbounds in great shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, 90 near Grody Bridge. Waterbury checking out in very good shape, 84 to 8. 84 westbound a little slow in Newtown, 11 to 10. 91 in the Parkway, okay, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Is it crazy? Michael Jackson's been gone for 15 years. He would have been 66 today. How about that? There you go. I can't hit that high note. That's Barry Price, Major General in the U.S. Army with 31 years of service.
31 years of service.
And now runs Over the Dose, which is a national nonprofit dealing with substance use disorders.
Yeah, well, the nonprofit is actually called CATCA. And CATCA is an acronym and used to mean Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. Now it's what we are and what we do. So it's community-based, advocacy-focused, data-driven, coalition-building association. We're the premier prevention organization in the world.
And it's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And obviously Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership joining us here as well. Saturday is International Drug Overdose Day, mm-hmm. correct? And there's a couple tiers to this, right? There's the element of people, what they can do in their homes to just keep the dangerous stuff out of the home, and then there's also just the overall issue of substance use disorder and overdose. And I don't know where you want to start. I guess my first question for listeners, like, where are we in the world of, like, we always look at the stats, right? What are the stats of, you know, overdose deaths in America or Connecticut, like, right now? Where are we?
So Connecticut last year was 1,329 unintentional overdose deaths, which went down from the year before, which was just over 1,400. So what we're doing here in Connecticut works. Nationally, we're about 113,000 overdose deaths a year.
And that number continues to rise.
It does continue to rise.
Yes.
And there's two factors for me, and I did some work on this earlier in my career. I mean, Narcan, the thought was Narcan would bring these numbers mm-hmm. significantly down. And I'm wondering if the positive impact of Narcan is being offset by the negative impact of fentanyl. Is that the way it goes?
Well, Narcan is saving lives. It's bringing people back, but it's not addressing the root problem, which is drugs that are in circulation. We know over 4 billion pills remain in circulation every year that are produced every year. And so part of this Over the Dose campaign is to really get people to, once they've satisfied their need with their prescriptions, we want them to rid themselves of those through in-home self-disposal.
Okay. I want to talk about the kits and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I have one more question on this, because now that Purdue Pharma sort of was taken down and all this other stuff, is the gateway are there fewer incidences of the surgery to the oxy to the heroin to the fentanyl to the death? Is that still the most common way we get to these tragedies?
That is the most common way we get to the tragedies. And the piece that I think we understand now, that especially parents, is that as they gave out those drugs before, Purdue initially said they were not addictive,
right?
Which was a bold-faced lie. The second is that usually after 3 days, you began to gain a need for these drugs. And so what we're asking parents to do is the prescription says take as needed. Pain is a natural outgrowth of having nerves in our body. And so some pain is good. It tells you that your nerve system is working. And so we want people to take those drugs only as needed and then transition to something like Aleve or Motrin quickly.
Barry Price, of course, retired Major General in the U.S. Army and a huge advocate for what we're talking about, and Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. So what do you want people, like people listening, whether they have kids or not kids, what should they be doing in their homes? What can they be doing right now?
The thing that they can and should be doing is going through their medicine cabinets. First of all, safely storing that medication so that it does not prevent risk of misuse. So whether you put it in a lockbox, if you don't have a lockbox, putting it high up and away at the very least to keep it out of the reach of others. But then when you're done with it, dispose of it and dispose of it properly. We know we've been here with you, Brian, with our friends from the DEA. They have those take back days a couple days a year. And we're offering another alternative in terms of at home disposal. And so we have those pouches that you can literally open your pill bottles or medicine bottles, pour them in, add water, and then you can throw them out. And they're actually biodegradable, so they can go directly into the landfill. So you, like this, you can immediately deactivate and dispose of your drugs in the comfort of your own home.
And why is it important to do that as opposed to just throw it in the trash?
Oh, because there's a major environmental risk in addition to the risk of misuse. And so, Brian, we talk a lot about our dogs and, you know, we go to the same vet in South Windsor. That it's also, in addition to being a potential misuse for people, whether it's adults or young people, it's also our pets. And so you throw them in the trash and there's a danger there that someone's going to get into them. And then also environmentally, getting back into our waterway. Like our groundwater is testing with over 200 variants of prescriptions. And in many cases, water is not being treated. Even if it's treated, water is not being treated for prescriptions.
What's happening Saturday? What's going on Saturday? What do we got going?
Oh, so Saturday, of course, it's International Overdose Awareness Day, and the Governor's Prevention Partnership has partnered with the Yard Goats. So we're going
to
be...
Everybody wants to partner with the Yard Goats.
Oh,
I mean, they're phenomenal. It's
the best. Yeah. So we are going to be out there with the drug disposal packets, handing them out for free to those. It's a sold-out game on Saturday night, so more than 6,000 people who are there, and just raising awareness about the importance of prevention. And having... The other thing, too, is having conversations with the young people in your life around drugs and alcohol can really make a big difference, and we can give you some tips on that.
Yeah, my youngest just turned 15, and sometimes he's forthright in conversations, and I talk about the shot of whiskey and the beer and the glass of wine it's the same amount. So if you drink a beer's worth of whiskey, you're in a lot of trouble type thing. And we had the conversation on that. But we also talked, the only way I could characterize is it, like, kids are gonna... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Try stuff. You don't want them to, but heroin's like the one thing you can't even try, right?
I mean, same thing with pills.
Yeah, and so you just, like, but to get that across, especially males who, it's in their sort of development neurologically that they take risks. And so it's such an important conversation, but to tell them you should never, ever, ever, ever do that, it's I in my head, I'm like, oh gosh, I shouldn't say it that way, but that's true.
You know, Brian, something I learned from some kids, especially boys, is the words to say is, I'm good. Mm. And I don't know what's magical about those two words, I'm good, but it deflects, it redirects, it
and mean in saying no to others.
In saying no. Yeah. Instead of saying no, when offered, if they just say, I'm good, that tends to defuse the situation.
It's fascinating. You know, Barry, can I ask you how you got involved in this?
Yeah, so my college roommate at the University of Houston was a friend of mine since ninth grade of high school. My last semester in college, his girlfriend exposed him to crack cocaine. He died in my 30th year of service, and I just felt guilty and awful. I couldn't help him. Yeah. I spoke at CATCA at their national training, at their national forum, leadership forum, the year before, and they had offered me a job to maybe come there after I retired to potentially take over. And I wasn't going to do it. But then my friend died, and I was like, I couldn't help him. So if I join this organization called CATCA, it allows me to get it right with legions of others that I didn't get right with my friend Carl.
How are you feeling in terms of optimism for it's one of those things where I know the goal is to solve it completely, but sure. I assume in my own mind, not cynically, I'm optimistic, but it's you're never going to completely eradicate it necessarily. But how do you feel in terms of now that you're on the inside, in terms of the prospects in the future?
Yeah, I think it's darkest before you can see the stars clearly in the sky. We haven't reached that point yet where it's totally dark.
We haven't hit bottom.
No, we haven't hit the bottom yet. Mm-hmm. But there's so many innovations like the drug deactivation kit to Terra that we're talking about, like a company called Solved that can do like a DNA test and can tell you whether you're at high risk or moderate risk for addiction. We know so much more about the science, and I think that the more that people get involved, there's still a tendency to say, oh, it's not going to happen to my kids. Most kids that's dying of overdose death now are not, they're not addicts. They're not bad kids. They're just being exposed to it, and they're making some bad choices with their friends.
Yeah.
And so that's the challenge now, is that it's not these kids. It's not the high-risk kids that we would expect this to happen with. And so I think the message is getting out.
Did you want to say something?
Oh, I think there is, you know, hope just in the things that we can do and the small actions that we can take. And together we can make a big difference by just doing things like we talked about, by safely disposing our drugs, having conversations like the ones you're having with your son. We should all be having those with the young people in our life because we know they're effective.
Yeah. So Saturday is International Drug Overdose Day. There's going to be a great event with the Yard Goats at Duncan Park. In terms of getting those kits or getting more information, where can you channel people who are listening and who can't go on Saturday?
Sure, we're happy to send them to you directly home. So you can visit us at preventionct.org for those kits.
Awesome. Guys, it's really important stuff. I we're out of time. I wanted to talk about the impact of, you know, recreational marijuana on this whole matrix, but we will have to save that for another time. Barry, thank you for your service in both military and civilian life. It's great to meet you. And obviously, Kelly, it's always good to catch up. We appreciate it. So people, do your part. Your time's 7:31. Let's go over to Bob Cox.
Brian, it becomes partly sunny today, comfortable with highs of 75 to 80 and low humidity. It's currently 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And now, a WTIC news update.
7:31, good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Connecticut's Department of Transportation is out with some updates on several emergency projects. Communications Director Josh Morgan takes us down to Norwalk, where he says that the plan is still on target to have the Fairfield Avenue overpass open above I-95 in time for the spring.
We were able to get the steel support beams installed across 95. That's basically going to be the foundation for the new Fairfield Avenue Bridge. This is a really important milestone for us. We're going to be able to get some of that equipment out of there and be able to reopen the I-95 South Route 7 on-ramp. That ramp closure has been leading to some congestion.
A tanker truck fire burned the bridge from below and closed the highway for days while that dangerous bridge was removed. As for flooded roads in western Connecticut from last week's storms, 8 roads remain totally closed. The state DOT has been able to make emergency repairs in some areas, but will require more time to replace some bridges and washed out earth underneath the Waterbury rail line as well, in which buses are currently transporting commuters. This as officials from FEMA and the Small Business Administration are on the ground in Oxford. They were there yesterday and they're going to be there for today and tomorrow as well, getting an up-close look at the damage that the historic flooding brought a week ago. President Biden's already issued a federal emergency declaration for the area that saw residents lose their homes and impacted many businesses. Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's no time to waste in getting aid to those who need it.
There is an urgency here. People are hurting. They are out of their homes. They've been displaced from their businesses, and they have no insurance. So we've been in touch with federal officials already. They understand that time is not on our side.
As for the start of school, officials in Oxford say that's not going to happen until at least next Tuesday. The state will begin spraying for mosquitoes carrying the eastern equine encephalitis virus later today. The extremely rare but potentially fatal mosquito-borne virus has been detected across the Northeast, including in parts of eastern Connecticut. Crews with the state's mosquito management program will begin spraying in the area of Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown. Dr. Philip Armstrong is the chief entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven.
We're detecting Triple E virus in mosquitoes. We have no human cases so far in Connecticut, but we're seeing high levels of virus activity based on our mosquito collection.
One person in New Hampshire died from the virus, which has symptoms that include fever, headache, vomiting, and seizures. A woman's under arrest after state police say that she caused a crash while driving the wrong way early Wednesday morning on Route 8 in Shelton. 39-year-old Andrea Lynn Marsaglia is charged. State police say troopers received reports around 1:30 in the morning that Marsaglia was headed south in the northbound lanes near exit 12 before hitting another vehicle head-on. The driver and a juvenile passenger were taken to the hospital for an evaluation. Marsaglia, who failed a field sobriety test, faces charges of OUI, reckless endangerment, risk of injury, and driving the wrong way. Bond was set at $5,000, and she's to appear in court next month. WTIC News Time coming up on 7:35.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Experience relief from oral inflammation and infection at Columbia Dental. Led by Dr. Mohammadi, our practice operates 7 days a week with extended hours, dedicated to restoring peace and comfort to your smile. Visit ColumbiaDental.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WTIC News time is 7:37. One of the nation's biggest airlines is a step closer to a possible walkout by thousands of its workers. Correspondent Jim Krasula has the story.
United Airlines flight attendants have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a strike authorization vote. They rallied outside airports nationwide to make their case for a new contract. That included David Bannister in Austin, Texas.
United Airlines flight attendants are ready. It's past time. We are ready to have the contract. We need a raise. We can't wait any longer.
Recent strike authorization votes have moved contract negotiations forward at other airlines, including American, Alaska, and Southwest. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Surgeon General issues an advisory saying parents are so stressed out, Brian and Matt, it's now a public health crisis.
Parents are struggling with all sorts of economic and societal pressures, which cause high levels of stress. This mom from Bethesda, Maryland, agrees.
My husband works. I work from home. Between getting the kids fed, laundry done, dinners made, lunches made, it's very stressful.
And when we're stressed, this dad from Arlington, Virginia says,
I've got kids. I've got to work two jobs just to afford to live. So there really isn't any time to focus on my mental health.
And when our mental health suffers, so do our kids. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Isn't that obvious, though, kind of?
No. I know. Maybe they're saying it's worse now.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I liked what Major General Price says. Sometimes a little, like he said, pain, but, you know, that's part of life. You know, we got to deal with stress. We all deal with stress. I don't know. I'm all focused on it. Turns out that Barry Price played at hoops at the University of Houston with Olajuwon and Drexler.
So crazy.
That's so crazy. Oh, I was like, I wish I knew that. We've gotten off topic a little bit. Let's go to Mark Christopher. It was a great conversation. What an incredible guy. I mean, obviously accomplished in the military, 31 years in the military, and now just doing great things to try to help people. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeer and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
All right, Shaq, thank you very much. Good morning to you and to everyone. If you're heading on the eastbound side of 84, delays moving into Hartford 44 up to 46 Sisson Avenue. Westbound 84 slightly slow, approaching the Bulkley Bridge in East Hartford. 91 southbound, 91 northbound, good ride. Crummel up into Windsor Lux, 291, 384 quiet. 2 westbound moving well, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet in Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8, 84 westbound, Newtown slowing 11 to 10, 91 in the Parkway okay toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, the air mass has changed since yesterday. It's going to be a much more comfortable day. Already is. Temperatures are mostly in the 60s. Dew points are down in the 50s, and we have a light north wind at about 10 miles per hour. Sky's becoming partly sunny, if they haven't already where you are. Today it should be dry going forward. And highs, in many cases, in the 70s, maybe 75 to 80. Could be flirting with 80 in a few of the warmer spots this afternoon. But the humidity is considerably lower than yesterday, so it feels a lot more comfortable. The high yesterday at Bradley reached 92, and they'll be lucky to get up to 80 today with the lower humidity and the light north and northeast breeze. Tonight, we're partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 50s. High pressure moving across southeastern Canada and northern New England. There's also a bit of an inverted low pressure trough that extends up into the back of that high. And as that approaches from the west, we'll probably bring a couple of showers into southeastern New York tonight into early tomorrow. It's not out of the question that a couple of those could migrate all the way into parts of western Connecticut, but it's kind of 50-50 whether or not that happens. So in general, tomorrow it looks like a mix of sun and clouds, and there may tend to be more sun to the east than more clouds to the west, but we're kind of splitting hairs. Again, the chance for a shower in western areas, a low chance, maybe a 30% chance for a shower tonight or early tomorrow in those western parts of the state. With a little luck, you may stay dry, though. Temperatures in the 70s again for highs tomorrow after lows in the 50s tonight. And tomorrow night is partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. So as we move into the Labor Day weekend, I think we'll get through most of the daytime Saturday in dry fashion, at least based on this morning's timing, which is similar to yesterday's. It looks like clouds will be increasing Saturday, and there'll be showers approaching, but they probably won't reach most areas of the state until Saturday evening or Saturday night. The high gets up to about 80. The humidity is starting to creep up a bit, too, with dew points rising through the 60s. And there'll be some showers around Saturday night, maybe a rumble of thunder. Looks like those will taper off early Sunday, and then it will become partly sunny at some point Sunday, especially in the afternoon. It's warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. And Labor Day looks sunny and pleasant with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s as high pressure builds back in. Tuesday also looks sunny with highs in the mid 70s. It's currently 66 at Bradley, 64 in Willimantic, 72 at New Haven and Bridgeport, Danbury and Meriden 68, and the Hartford temperature is 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10? 9 out of 10 people don't even love their birthday.
Happy
yeah, their own birthday. The one occasion
you.
Where eating cake at any time of day
Happy
is not only accepted, it's actively encouraged.
You.
Wait, does that mean people like us more than cake? Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance, something 9 out of 10 of our customers would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote. Based on a 2023 customer survey, insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number, one more time, is 860-440-PAIN.
Caring makes all the difference. Experience the care at the Bradley Home and Pavilion, where community and caring go hand in hand. As you arrive, a newly remodeled and updated facility awaits you with all of the amenities to provide a place of comfort, security, and peace of mind. The Bradley Home and Pavilion is the place to thrive and have fun. While the space has changed, a commitment to the best quality of life remains the same. The Bradley Home and Pavilion, where community and caring go hand in hand. Experience the care at thebradleyhome.org.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy,
SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Last quick check here is the Sox winners 3-0 over the Blue Jays last night. Brian Bello, 8 full innings, 9 strikeouts along the way. Cutter Crawford tonight, 7-10 here on WTIC to wrap up that series with the Jays. The Yankees losers 5-2 to the Nationals. They lose that series 2 out of 3, which is just bad, obviously. They get the day off today. They return to the Bronx for a weekend series with the Cardinals beginning tomorrow night. The Mets let one squander last night. They were up 5-4, but the Arizona Diamondbacks getting a grand slam from Corbin Carroll to take the 8-5 win. And that one, a 3-40 rubber game today between the Diamondbacks and the Mets. The Yard Goats winners last night, 4-3 on a walk-off from Starlin Thompson in the bottom half of the ninth. Tonight, it's a 7 o'clock start. It's Fanny Pack night. First 1,000 fans in will get one. Connecticut Sun, 84-80. The losers last night to Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. The Sun returned home to Mohegan on Sunday afternoon to face a Seattle Storm. Before that, they'll be in D.C. facing the Washington Mystics on Saturday. Another upset last night. Saw the league's worst team in the L.A. Sparks beat the league's best team in New York Liberty, 94-88. College football on tonight. ESPN has Colorado, of course, with Coach Prime, taking on North Dakota State. That one kicks off at 8 o'clock. If you have ESPN Plus, why not watch CCSU face Central Michigan? That one kicks off right around 7 o'clock. Right now it is 7:49.
Windmills out in the ocean.
Egregious. 96.5
TSC. That's absurd.
They're talking about windmills now, so.
Who's talking about windmills?
Trust me, it's going to go up.
Simulcast time.
Yep. Exactly. Mark the Shark, 96.5.
Oh, let's not hear that. Mark, what do you got in the Brown Pen Deerson Scott Traffic Center?
Hey, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. And if you are heading into Hartford right now, really a quiet ride this morning. I'm kind of surprised by this. 84 eastbound is slowing 44 up to 48 Capitol Avenue. Westbound 84, tap on the brakes. Both the bridge southbound 91 is a little tight. 35 down to 32 A and B. Northbound 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Windsor. 291, 384, that looks good. 2 westbound slowing exit 4 to the 84 west merge in East Hartford. Middletown, okay, 9 in the Irigoyen Bridge. Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8. 84 westbound, Newtown slowing. Rochambeau Bridge up to exit 10. 91 to the Parkway, easy ride toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Dry and comfortable weather out there today. Clouds mixing with some sun. Highs in the 70s, maybe 75 to 80. Much lower humidity than yesterday. Dew points have dropped into the 50s. And a light north to northeast wind at about 10 miles per hour. It's partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 50s. We'll be watching a bit of shower activity moving into southeastern New York. It's kind of 50-50 whether any of those make it into western Connecticut at some point tonight or early tomorrow. Otherwise, Friday looks partly sunny with highs in the comfortable 70s. Down to the upper 50s and low 60s Friday night. Clouds increasing Saturday. Looks like showers hold off until Saturday evening or night, though. The high near 80. Those will taper off early Sunday. Right now, 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Obviously, it's the start of the school year, and we gave a nice shout out to our bus drivers a little bit ago. And, you know, this public school systems, we know there was a lot of budget issues in a lot of our towns as federal money from COVID basically was done. And it was supposed to be more for like one-time things, but there's a lot of programs that were built up that are considered necessary. And so a lot of tough decisions. And, you know, on an annual basis, CEA, of course, Connecticut Education Association, they ask their teachers how they're doing and what's on their minds. And that survey gives us a lot of insight into what's happening. And Kate Diaz from CEA joining us here on Brian and Company. Kate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. It's back to school time, so always something to do.
Listen, my wife's in education. She's basically like, I'll talk to you in October. You know, I mean, that's basically how it goes. And so I know the drill at the beginning. It's just, you know, drinking from a fire hose, as they say. So this back to school survey, you know, that always makes news. Just for people listening who haven't read or heard about it, you know, what are some of the biggest takeaways for you?
So the biggest takeaway is that our teachers are really concerned about the stress and the burnout and whether or not, you know, their work is sustainable and we've built jobs they can actually be successful at. And you couple that with their growing concerns about mental health and where our students are at and how we're supporting them and, you know, kind of managing the mental health concerns of our children. I think you pair those together and we have teachers who are, you know, excited to start the school year, but nervous about what it takes to get through the school year.
Now, is that any different than last year, though?
So it's interesting. I think we're starting to see that the numbers and the concern about the working conditions are driving harder than the issues about finances. Those come in number two right now. Huh. So, you know,
that's a recent flip-flop. So now they're more concerned about, you know, the kids' behavior and the stress and all that other stuff, even more than the fact that they're grossly underpaid.
Yes. And that's kind of the interesting flip-flop is that transition to really looking at how manageable the job is and the concerns about kids and making sure that we're building a school climate. And you're starting to see that if you look at the cell phone policies that have really kind of expanded across the state, that's really dipping into that notion of what kind of school climate and environment are we building and are we doing it in a way that kids can be successful and teachers can be successful. And so I think that's been just sort of a general shift of interest in saying, where can we build in these spaces to build success?
Yeah. I mean, listen, they're asked to do so much more than ever. And I think it's true. I'm curious. I mean, it's on my list of questions. So since you brought it up, I mean, where do you stand on the cell phone policy? And I can give you some of my hot take in a second. But I mean, how do you feel about it? Does it go far enough? Is it too much? What's your stance?
So, yeah, our stance is actually that we support a pretty restrictive policy, and that's evolved over probably the last few years based on research. And we're not really in favor of a statewide ban per se. We really do want communities to engage in this conversation, make the decision that they can all enforce. Because the biggest problem with any policy is if you're not willing to enforce it, don't set it.
Right.
And so that's why we're really in favor of community-based policies that bring the stakeholders to the table. But you will hear our educators talking about highly restrictive policies, mainly because we find that the devices are highly intrusive to the educational process. You know, they're not just phones. They're not text and, you know, talk. They are the entire world gets to influence and intrude into your classroom. Right. And so I think we're seeing a much stronger stance among our educators that the more restrictive the policy, we're willing to double down and help enforce those because we do see productive, meaningful change for our kiddos when we do that work.
Right. And listen, with institutional support, it's a lot easier for teachers to say,
right,
okay, everyone put the phone on my desk and grab it when you leave or what have you. I don't, you know, whether it's or yonder pouches, do it in the morning and get it back, you know, toward the end of the school day. My concern, and I've heard from some educators that are friends of the show, is that the phone is one thing, but the computer and laptop do a lot of the same stuff. So are we not looking at this holistically enough?
Well, I think it's an evolution. And I think one of the reasons that we target the cell phone first is because it's honestly the physically the smallest device, right? If a student can kind of slide a phone under a desk and, you know, can be a little bit covert with that, it's harder to do that with a laptop or, you know, one of the, like an iPad or something, or a Chromebook. And so there's the belief that we can control the larger devices differently. You know, we can be more manageable with those because they're harder to kind of covertly, you're not going to be on your laptop walking in the hallways or things like that.
No, but you can be messaging other kids. I'm not on Snapchat, but you can also do other social media when you're on your laptop because the teacher can't see what you're doing. You know, like, I just think there are functionalities that the phone has that the computer also has. I just was bringing it up.
For sure. No, you're not wrong. And so, you know, these are things we've been trying to navigate. And there are actually teacher devices and teacher apps that allow you to see what students are doing in your classroom. This was sort of an advent during COVID. We recognized we had to have the capacity to monitor activity in our classrooms more kind of astutely. And so there are things that we can do as teachers to kind of monitor the activities. It's not a foolproof thing.
Yeah.
And so anytime, you know, we do that, but we haven't felt the same level of kind of intrusion because we feel like there's been more ability to manage the access to the computer during the classroom. But you're not wrong. It allows them the same access. So, you know, when we talk about the devices in terms of bullying and those types of things,
yeah,
you know, a computer does the same job. Yeah. And so we have to be equally aware.
Yeah, and I want to move on to something else because we don't have a lot of time. But I'll say also, you know, for me, it's the whole day part because I feel like the class is easier to control than the hallways and the cafeteria. And I'd like to see the kids not have phones to hide behind when they should be talking to people, making eye contact, and other stuff. But that's just sort of like, you know, my stand.
That's worked.
Yeah,
that's worked in the schools that have been doing it. That's been working.
KTS, president of the CEA, joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, we've had this conversation, you know, for a few minutes. We haven't talked about staffing. You know, it was a huge issue the last couple of years. Are we in better shape?
No. We continue to struggle to fully staff. What we're seeing is a lot of movement between districts. And so there are some spaces that we'll see fully staffed and then others that are opening schools still 30, 40 positions vacant. We did see a retraction in staff. So in some cases, you'll be opening school fully staffed, but down 4 or 5 teachers from the previous year.
Right.
And so I would not say, you know, I still have the grave concern that we're not producing enough educators to replace even those that retire. And, you know, in our most recent survey, about 50% of our people said they're thinking about leaving the profession before normal retirement. So that means that our replacement rate has to increase. We have to be able to produce enough educators to go into the workforce to replace the people who are leaving it. And if we accelerate the people leaving it, we have to accelerate the people going into it.
Right.
So it means we've got to talk about recruitment, retention, and making the job highly desirable.
Yep, that's exactly right. And pay is a huge part of that, obviously, although if you are a career teacher, it's one of the few things left that can get a pretty good pension. Kate, we got to run. Best of luck with the start of school, and thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Brian. Anytime.
All right, Kate Diaz, president of CEA. Your time's 8 o'clock.
WTIC is 90.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.